You're listening to the news and music programs on Kansas City's radio and television station, and now welcome to our Innis News. Yesterday afternoon, the Board of Directors of Kansas City Public Security held a conference to review tasks in the first half and map out tasks in the second half of 2024. In the past 6 months, all aspects of public security in the city have achieved high results. Units of the public security have proactively implemented plans to protect the absolute safety of 46 activities of party and state leaders in key targets and areas. In the last 6 months of the year, the city public security strengthens information security, cyber security, internal security, and protection of state secrets. Proactively informs, propagates, or against public opinion, struggles to refute false and hostile rhetoric, especially in cyberspace, firmly grasps the situation, promptly resolves emerging cases and problems about security and order right at the grassroots. Also yesterday afternoon, the Department of Home Affairs of Kansas City preliminarily revealed the Home Affairs in the first half of the year. In the first 6 months of this year, the Home Affairs Center promptly advised and effectively performed important tasks, focusing on completing the approval of chair positions on time, the implementation and arrangement of community-level administrative units in the period of 2023-2025 in a timely manner. The administrative work closely follows the objectives, task programs, and plans of the central government and the city, especially putting into operation the City Public Administration Service Center to create favorable conditions for people and businesses in carrying out administrative procedures. This morning, the Vietnam Catholic Solidarity Committee of Kansas City held the third conference 2023-2028 term to preliminarily review the patriotic emulation movement among Catholics and the activities of the Vietnam Catholic Solidarity Committee of Kansas City in the first half and outline tasks in the second half of 2024. In the first 6 months, the city's Catholics actively participated in the patriotic emulation movement, specifically the movement the Hmong people unite to build a new countryside, a civilized city, live a good and beautiful life, taking care of the development of education and health, as well as gratitude and charity activities, with a total amount of 8,650,000,000 Vietnam Dong. Responding to the emulation movement, joining hands to remove slums and dilapidated houses nationwide, launched by the Prime Minister, this morning the People's Committee of Kansas City, Vietnam Father and French Committee, jointly organized the groundbreaking ceremony for the construction of 100 houses for near poor households in Phase 1 of 2024 in Đông Thuận Commune, Thới Lai Suburban District. In this first phase, the city supports the construction of housing for near poor households with housing difficulties, having land to build houses. Priority given to households with elderly people aged 75 years and over, households with children under 6 years old, households being ethnic minorities, households with people suffering from critical illnesses, near poor households with many people living in the same family. Striving by the end of this year, Cancer will complete the support for the construction of 445 near poor households in need of housing and eligible to build houses. Kansas City commits to striving to successfully implement a project of 1 million hectares of high-quality rice cultivation to reduce emissions associated with green growth in the Mekong Delta. The city strives to build a high-quality specialized rice production area with a scale of 38,000 hectares by 2025, reaching 50,000 hectares by the end of 2026-2030 as planned. Accordingly, in Phase 1, from 2021 to the end of 2025, Kansas will focus on consolidating and maintaining effective production activities in an area of about 38,000 hectares, with 25 communes participating and supporting the development of 34 cooperatives. Phase 2, from 2026 to 2030, will focus on investment in key areas and reach 50,000 hectares as planned. The executive board of the Châu Đốc Cần Thơ Sóc Trăng Expressway project said that Tiền Giang province has agreed to hand over three sand mines, namely An Nhơn, Ngũ Hiệp 1 and 2, to serve the construction of Châu Đốc Cần Thơ Sóc Trăng Expressway. The Châu Đốc Cần Thơ Sóc Trăng Expressway project passing through Cần Thơ City has a total length of over 37 kilometers. After receiving over 2.3 million cubic meters of sand mined in An Giang province to aggregate highway construction building packages, in the near future it will continue to receive sand mines in Tiền Giang province. The latest report of the Overseas Labor Management Department under the Ministry of Labor, Wine Valleys and Social Affairs shows that in the first 6 months of 2024, the total number of Vietnamese workers working abroad were 70,640 employees, reaching nearly 63% of the year plan. In particular, Japan is the market that received the most Vietnamese workers in the first 6 months of the year, with nearly 40,600 employees, followed by Taiwan of China, about 27,840 employees, South Korea, more than 5,580 employees, among others. And that's all now. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.